The word all is not limited by any horizon. It outreaches them all. We have one such all toward the beginning of today's scripture reading. All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. That all calls for another. The one in our text for today, teach them to carry out all the things that I have commanded you to do. Authority is the right to use power. And there is no corner anywhere amid the thousands of galaxies in our universe which lies outside the authority with which Jesus was invested at his resurrection and ascension. Even if, to use the words of the psalmist, we would take the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost parts of the sea, even there he is present. There's no question about his authority in heaven. Its chief opposition is to be found here among us. And that's why we keep praying, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The Gospels tell us how God chose to face down with rebellion against him. The crowd of which we read in the Gospel of Matthew, like us, if we had no Lord, were helpless and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Now what do we read thereafter? Jesus began to teach them many things. And when he taught them, Matthew chose to offer us in five major teaching sections in his book. The first, the Sermon on the Mount. Next, the mission discourse. Then the kingdom parables. Then a long discussion on Christian living. And finally, on eschatology. And each one ends with the words, when Jesus had finished these sayings. The first time he spoke, the crowds were astonished at his teaching because he taught like one who had authority, not like the scribes. And so Matthew has given us Jesus' teaching in what we might call the New Testament Pentateuch in five major teaching sections. But there are actions in between. In those actions, Jesus established his authority over the demonic, over illness, over sin. For he was born as Emmanuel, God with us. In order to be in a position to say with authority on that mountain in Galilee, lo, I am with you, always, to the end of the age. He was born of David's lineage, as we can tell from chapter 1, but also as the son of Abraham, so that the promise given to Abraham that all the nations should be blessed in him might be fulfilled in this his seed. Go, therefore, he said, and make disciples of all nations. One all calls for another. And teach them all the things that I have ordered you to do. Now there's a text for continuing education. It follows the baptism word in the text. After baptism, the disciples, the members of the church, are to be taught. Here's an invitation to you and to me to devote all the days of our life to the excitement of reflecting on the things which the Lord commanded, all of them. There are no horizons, for in him, as St. Paul says, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Then we're going to be like the man in the psalm who meditates on the law of the Lord day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaf does not wither. one all called for another. All authority was given to Jesus, and so he said, you go make disciples of all nations. No horizon. And teach them all the things I ordered you to do. Who wants to study professionally anthropology, psychology, sociology, with that kind of all responding to all authority is given to me in heaven and on earth? Here we have the all of the motivation of our mission, the all of the scope, all nations, and the all of our commitment. Teach them all the things I have commanded. We sing the next hymn.